National Radio 1.
Morgan.
Morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
We have changed studios from the middle of nowhere in the south of Germany to the middle of nowhere in the north of Germany.
It's not really the middle of nowhere. There's all sorts of stuff around here.
Where are we?
We're in... Are we allowed to say where we are? We're in Herford.
Right, which is where?
Which is in the northwest of Germany, right. Not far from Bielefeld. Or Bielefeld or somewhere. Anyway. It's about an hour from Hanover.
Right. So there you go. We're not in the middle of nowhere. We're about an hour from Hanover. There you go. And we're doing the show from... what did you say we're doing the show from, can't we?
Yeah.
From the Forces Station, BFBS Radio 1.
Mm.
So... I don't want anyone to think that I demanded a radio station that had Radio 1 in the name. It's just coincidence.
And they have a Radio 2, I think, as well.
Yeah, they do. Oh, do you know who's on Radio 2 at the moment? Terry Vogan.
Is it?
Yeah. Terry Vogan. Corporal Terry Vogan. He does his own show. Anyway, thanks to JK and Joel. So we're here. It's sun is shining. It's got blue skies. It's all very nice. I'll tell you all about what's happened since Friday's show later on. But basically, Dave's been home. Alan's been home. Chappers has been home. We've all stayed. We all drove from the south to the north and found our new base. We're staying at a lovely, luxurious hotel run by a lovely couple, Basil and Sybil, where they have a Spanish waiter. I believe he's from Barcelona, called Manuel. And then now we're on an army base, right, on BFBS.
Mm. It's all changed.
We're
then.
Not actually being broadcast on BFBS, though, because apparently I'm too edgy for the BFBS crowd.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. Which, you know, I was a bit disappointed by, but it's all right.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. What's your mug there, great mate?
The thing is, I can't even say what's on my mug, can I?
Dave's got a comedy mug, which is same, different day. Yeah. And I've got a comedy mug too.
Have you?
Yeah. Portsmouth Football Club, for some reason.
It says play at Pompey.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Why have we got a picture of Steven Gerrard on the wall?
Because we're celebrating the World Cup.
He's in a Liverpool kit.
Well, they didn't have any pictures of him in England. I don't know, mate. Maybe you think that's odd. Look at the flag behind Richard.
Japan.
Yeah.
And Argentina.
The flag over there
is Argentina.
Yeah. All the England flags are in the other studio. It's fine. So it's been an odd couple of days, to say the least. But we are ready to rock and roll. Dave, are you ready for some hot rocking favourites?
What have you got, great mate?
Let's rock and find out. Well, would you believe it? It's those crazy, freezing cold critters, the Arctic Monkeys. Somebody get the little fellas a coat. Tell you what, though, they may be cold, but they sure know how to rock out. Oh, yeah. Good Morgan. A bit of vocal left there, Dave. Sure, we can fill this if we try a bit.
Talk right to speed.
Okay, 6:58. Oh, rubbish.
I can't believe that was our first record today.
We're having a joke about the Arctic Monkeys, that's all it was.
It didn't land the car on the way up here to the army base.
Cool, they're going to be freezing their monkey fingers off. How do they get to play the guitars? They're so cool. Yeah, I love your impression of a monkey. It just sounds like Carrie being tickled.
Mm.
Oh, oh, oh!
It's, well, no, I don't sound like that.
What the hell was that?
That was Rach being nasty to me.
Don't tickle her, Rach.
Don't, Rach.
Don't. I tell you, don't do that.
Don't, because it shouts in the mics. Stop
yeah,
it.
Way too loud.
Behave.
Ruin the microphone. We've only been on for 3 minutes, for God's sake. Right, so I'll tell you what's happened over the weekend with all the team and what we've been up to. It's been quite literally crazy bonkers. It's mildly interesting anyway. We'll play Robbie Williams, we'll play Razorlight. We'll tell you they're going to come in and see us tomorrow, which is nice. We're going to see them today.
Yeah, here.
So we'll play Robbie and Razorlight. Robbie and Razorlight. Thank you. Coming up. Meanwhile, let's get some news from Dominic in the UK and Carrie of the sport in Germany. It's just gone 2 minutes past seven.
The mother of a girl on. It's now 5 minutes past seven.
Moyle Show, live from Germany, International Radio 1.
Good morning, Dominic Byrne.
Good morning to you. You all right?
Yeah, I'm great. Everything's great. Yeah, it's fine. It's just, it's actually nice. It's a bit weird, but it's nice being in a radio studio because we've been used to broadcasting in a chalet.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Yeah, then now we're in a proper studio and everything, and it's air-conned, and it's, we've got windows, and you know, we can see through the glass to all the team who are working hard, and Alad, who's yawning. And then through the other studio is the guy on the air on BFBS Radio 1, who we met the other day. He's a nice fella, and he's playing the tunes and talking, like doing a radio show, in fact. What were you going to say?
No, I was wondering whether he's a cheesy DJ or whether he's just a, you know, an all-round decent on-air chap.
Again, I've got to be honest, I don't know if they can hear us.
Okay.
So, I'll answer that later.
Okay.
Got to be honest, you know.
In fairness, Dominic, we've not heard enough
output
to be making decisions like that.
Good point well made, Dave.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing. Right. It's just a... It's fine.
Mm. It's, I can tell you, though, from tuning in on the way in this morning, the roads out there are hellish.
No, they're nuts.
No, no, it's nuts on the roads, and the roads are hellish. So there you go. I don't know what type of nuts are on the road, Dominic. They, they didn't really clear it up.
They didn't specify the nuts.
I've gone for pistachio.
Mm. Or monkey nuts, like the Arctic Monkeys.
They're freezing the little monkey fingers off.
He didn't actually say that about the Arctic Monkeys,
no,
did he?
No, we said that. They didn't say that. We're just making it up. So you have a nice weekend, everything all right?
Very nice weekend. I can't hear anything today, but other than that, I'm absolutely fine.
Why can't you hear anything?
I've got the wax.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really, really badly. I've never had it before, and it's like being underwater.
Are you building a bridge to your heart?
Oh.
That was wax.
It's vax in German as well. I even looked it up for you.
So are you not well? You just
I feel fine. I feel absolutely fine, but I just can't hear anything.
Pardon?
I know. Everyone's been doing that all day.
Have you tried cleaning your ears, don't you?
Yes, I clean regularly.
Have you had them syringed?
That's what I'm going to have done on Wednesday, but I can't wait that long, Chris, to be absolutely honest with you. I think I'm going to have to move that appointment forward to today, because I can't hear
it. You know what you could do in the short term, Dominic, is that when you're in the shower, is put your ear under the hot water stream and see if you can kind of dilute it.
I might do that. I'm having the drops at the moment as well.
Are you sure, Dave?
Yeah. Well, not entirely, but
medically
I've tried that
proven?
Before. No, but it's all right, putting water in your
ear. Okay, I'll give it a go.
I don't know. I can't help you, I'm afraid.
Well, no, it's fine, you know.
I think it's just general washing is, and cleanliness of the ear hole.
Yeah, sure. Of the ear hole.
Is the best, of the ear hole, which is a little town about 5 minutes down the road from where we are. we go drinking in ear hole, it's great.
It's nice.
Last night we were watching the game. How odd is this? We were watching the game. There was me and the rest of the team, and there was Jocelyn and Alad. Mm. So you had English, Northern Irish and Welsh sitting in Germany, outside an Italian, watching the French game. We are nothing but multicultural.
Arms around the world.
We're supporting South Korea.
That's right.
That was a great result for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, brilliant result. So Norman Cook's going to be on the show today. Alad went to the Big Brother press conference on Friday night to interview Grace, so we have the results of that. Celebrity Tarzan, Alad's Guide to the Nations. Mark Bright is this morning's football pundit. I tell you, Dominic, it's all going off this morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Germany, International Radio 1.
Right, it's 9 minutes past seven. Monday morning, BBC Radio 1. You ready to rock, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Stop laughing, Dominic.
Sorry. Oh, yes, I am ready to rock.
Yes, I'm ready to rock. Are you ready to rock?
Yes, I am as well.
Let's rock then with Robbie Williams.
Raise the light there in the morning from BFBS in Germany.
And Radio 1.
And Radio 1.
We're not actually on BFBS.
I know
they
not.
Won't put us on
but
because we're too edgy, apparently.
We're in the studios of BFBS.
Too edgy. Got a guy who played 3 hours of rock music next door, and I'm too edgy. You're over. Anyway, Razor Light. They're coming to see us today. We'll go out of them tonight, I think, do a little sound check thing, and then have a few drinks. Hopefully have a conversation with Johnny, which will be brilliant. I've only ever had a hello from him. So I'm hopefully to get him past that stage onto the next stage.
Told you I met him in Dundee. He was very nice.
Yeah. Talks to you. Just about to talk to me.
Yeah, just you.
I don't know why. Anyway, I just moved the mic there.
Who's the one that you know? Is it the drummer?
Yeah. the good-looking fella. He's been model for sandals. Anyway. What?
You two today.
What?
He's making me giggle.
He's a funny-looking man. He's like one of the Muppets.
Do you know him well enough to say that he's funny-looking?
Not really, but he's a nice enough guy. I think he's all right with it.
The thing I like about Razor Light is that their legs look like pipe cleaners. If you look at them, they've got very, very long, skinny legs and then big boots.
Okay. Well, anyway, Razor Light are coming to see us, and they'll be on the show live tomorrow morning playing a couple of songs, La Hive. I tell you, interestingly enough, it's not interesting at all unless you live in Hinckley. but it's true. Hinckley is twinned with Hereford, which is where we are. Yeah. And we're not a million miles away from Dortmund, are we? Which is twinned with Leeds.
Is it?
Yeah. And that's it. That's as far as my twinning facts go. Hey, if you live somewhere that's twin with Germany, why not text us here? 81199. Actually, no, I'd be semi-interested to find out. That one at all, but, you know.
So we want to know British places that are twinned with German towns.
Are you twinned with a German town or city? Text us in, 81199. Start your message with the word twinned.
Double N, yeah?
Double N-E-D. Oh, dear. I'm having a laugh this morning, yeah, I'll be honest.
I'm not sure what the output's like, but we're giggling.
You know, it's a shame Dominic's deaf. He'd be laughing at this if he could hear it. He'd love it, wouldn't he?
Full of wax.
Yeah.
Your advice was wrong, Dave, apparently.
Was it?
Mm. Oh, yeah, maybe. Lots of people have texted in about ear waxing problems.
Can't be dangerous to put the shower in your ear, surely.
Apparently water makes it expand and could... You should go to a doctor's, do what Dominic's done. Or apparently warm olive oil, but not too hot.
But don't tell Popeye. Good morning!
How much sleep did you get last night?
Way too much. I've had way too much sleep and too much sun this weekend. I'm a little bit delirious. Dave was back in the UK at the weekend. You did a gig on Friday night?
Yeah, we did the Cardiff University Summer Ball.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how was it?
11.
Wow. Best gig you've ever done?
Certainly in the top three.
And then Saturday night you were gigging?
Yep.
How was that?
That was good.
Out of 10?
8.
Minus 1, you said?
No, there was a few technical problems.
Right.
But we got through it and it was okay. So I went back there, and then also in between managed to slot in the Foo Fighters at Hyde Park in London on Saturday. That was fantastic.
That must have been great.
85,000 people.
I wish I'd been at the Foo Fighters, actually. I'm a bit jealous that you went to that.
Best rock band in the world.
Yeah. After Shewaddy Waddy. So everything all right back
home? Yeah, all good, thank you. Yeah, the weather's nice. And I did some washing. And I had a Chinese because I was bored of the German food.
German breakfast, by the way, we've worked out, comprises of bread, cheese, meat. That's it.
Egg sometimes you get.
And maybe some yogurt. Saturday morning when we drove from the south up to the northwest or wherever we are, we went in a little convoy of three vehicles because there's about 9 of us. And we stopped off at a little services. We thought we'd get on the road first and then stop. So we set off about 10 to 10 Saturday morning. Stopped off about 11:15, the first services, so we could have a bit of breakfast. Most people wanted kind of sausage, egg, bacon, that kind of thing. But there wasn't any of that. But there was normal food, if you know what I mean.
What, ham, cheese and bread?
Yeah, just everything. A choice of everything but breakfast. So for breakfast, what did you have?
I had salad with mozzarella and tomato. Mine was quite normal.
Yeah, 11:15 in the morning, Saturday morning. Reese had sausages and roast potatoes.
For breakfast.
For breakfast. And salad. I had penne arrabbiata.
For breakfast.
For breakfast. With a bit of cheesecake afterwards. And everybody had full kind of lunch, dinner meals at 11:15 in the morning. And we were proudly driving the 300 miles with our England flag flying off our vehicle. Supporting the England boys in the World Cup. Sadly, we don't have the flag anymore.
Oh, is it gone?
What?
The reason for this is when we hit Hereford, we hit a bit of traffic and we're just kind of sitting there for a while. So I decided I'd wind the window down and have a cigarette. It wasn't until we got about half a mile down the road I realised when you wind the window down, your flag falls out.
Yeah.
So
what is it, ready, bro?
We don't have it anymore now.
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you wanna play with a player.
So if you know anyone in Hereford in Germany who might have found an England flag on the road on Saturday, that'll be sours. I'll have it back. Yeah, thank you. That. Drop it off. You
yeah.
Good luck getting past the guy with the gun with the gate. I'm reaching for your shirt. Right, 7:24. Pussycat Man, Snoop Dogg, and Buttons. Spelt with a Z, of course. That's how you spell Buttons.
Hip hop style.
Yeah. Comes out in the shops next week on the 26th of June. Right, Alan has more of his guys to the World Cup Nations coming out. We'll have another one after the news of sport, which follows this great record.
Tell you what, the techs have gone nuts, great mate.
For Twin Towns.
Twin Towns update.
Yeah, we'll do that after the news as well. Popper, doodle busy this morning. If your town is twin with a town in Germany, text us in 81199. Start it with the word twin. Of course.
Got one just as a starter.
Yeah, go on.
St. Helens is twin with Stuttgart, apparently.
Mega.
It's bonkers, yeah. Isn't it?
Really is crazy. 7:28. Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out, Radio 1. Live from Germany. Yeah. We're at BFBS. The Forces Station, BFBS Radio 1. We're in their beautiful studios in Hereford, which is twinned with Hinckley.
It is. And Rochdale is twinned with Bielefeld, which is just down the road or just up the road.
Beaverfelt?
Bielefeld.
Bielefeld, sorry.
Beaverfelt. Oh. They make coats out of.
81199, is it? That's why they make Fuzzy Felt out of. Do you remember that?
Fuzzy Felt, yeah.
Yeah, Fuzzy Felt. Yeah. I love Fuzzy Felt.
I love that. Yeah.
Dominic, do you have fuzzy felt?
I do. I still have fuzzy felt because my 3-year-old has fuzzy felt,
that's,
yeah.
That's right.
It's nice.
You could put some fuzzy felt on your head.
Yeah.
And from a distance it would look like hair.
He did point to my goatee beard and say, why don't you put that on your head, about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he's very intelligent.
It's nice. Awesome.
And hair, Dominic, is a German word for mister.
Wow. This show this morning.
You're right, Dave.
It's not only funny, but very,
text
very
with the
informative.
Word twinned. Nice.
Anyway, that was Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out. If you were going to take me out, where would he take me? Send in the text, 81199, and start, of course, with the message, date. Oh, don't make me laugh. I want to break wind, and I'm trying to hold
it.
Oh, unnecessary.
It's true. Right, should we do the news?
Yeah.
Okay, go. Busy today, right? So, Alan's Guide to the World Cup Nations coming up. We'll do another one in a second. We'll do more Twin Towns because we started it now. We may as well keep going with it because it's funny. We'll play Bob Sinclair and the World Hold On Record and a bit of Kaiser Chiefs after we get some news from London with Dominic Byrne. It's 7:31.
Warm today.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One no travel. Fabulous Dominic Byrne.
Chris Clark is choosing the road this morning on One Road Travel.
Hi, I'm Chris Clark.
Chris lives on a road called
Golwgaravon in Aberdeenlight in Neath, South Wales.
Brilliant. The road is wet and it's very quiet at the moment. Chris is Welsh, obviously, but he's supporting England at the World Cup. Chris once rubbed John Barnes' head after a Liverpool-Charlton game.
And goodbye from me.
There'll be more at 8:30.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne.
It's just gone 7:36.
They normally just give him oranges.
Mm. There's a half time for you.
He rubbed the top of his head, which is nice.
Brilliant.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only wanted an orange. So, we're listening to BFBS coming in this morning, and the guy who's talking about the wacky commentary, the foreign commentary. You know, it's always funny to laugh at foreigners' voices. And, you know, we had some the other day, it sounds like Bill and Ted playing guitar after the goal. Was it the
Brazilians, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we have some more, and here it be. What you've got, to listen out for is Kaka.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny.
Kaka.
Kaka, you gotta love a bit of
funny.
Kaka. Isn't that good?
Kaka! Kaka! Kaka!
Kaka! Kaka! or whatever they do.
They're funny, the South Americans, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
See, now, that's not racism, right? That's laughing at other people because they talk funny. Mm. That's all right. That's allowed.
Yeah, you can get away with that.
In the same way that probably on their radio station, they've got a tape of Five Live.
And Mark Pugac or someone like that, and they're laughing at him.
And on the radio in Brazil, they're probably going, yeah, 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 poor gosh, poor gosh, poor gosh, ah, poop, 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 poor gosh, poor gosh, oh, poor gosh. They might not be doing that,
no,
of course.
They might not
I don't know. Would you like one of Alan's guides?
Yes, please.
And now it's time for Alan's Guide to the World Cup Nations. Today,
Tunisia. Tunisia is a country in Africa, which is weird because rather than speak African, they actually speak French, even though they're nowhere near France. What they are near, though, is the sea around their coastal regions and the Sahara Desert further inland. In fact, 40% of the country is made up of the Sahara Desert. So if you don't like getting sand in your shorts and are scared of camels like me, then this probably isn't the place for you. The Tunisian economy is based around a mixture of agriculture, mining and tourism, where they supplement their income by selling tat and silly hats to stupid tourists. It is, however, apparently a beautiful and enchanting country, which I wouldn't mind visiting one day to soak up the culture and get me a suntan. As you'd imagine, the Tunisians are keen on their football and have a team capable of playing in the World Cup, which is why I'm providing you with this informative package as a background for those who don't know their stuff. In truth, though, I'll be honest, I've never heard of any of the Tunisian players. You can't imagine they're going to beat Brazil or anything. So I'm only offering odds of 4-1 on them reaching the final. I hope they prove me wrong, but I don't fancy them. None of them, in fact. They're all a bit hairy. But good luck, lads. Go the Tunisians. And I'll be back tomorrow when I continue my guide to the World Cup Nations.
Just give us that line again, Alad.
Go the Tunisians.
Yes. Bogas, 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 go! Alan Green, Alan Green, snap his fancy, Alan Green. Chubby, chubby, cheeky, Bogas. Sorry about that, it's 22-8.
England played TNT and drove us slightly crackers. But think about Dwight York.
He got kicked in the knackers.
2-0 was the score. England did the double. Watch out, Sweden, Tuesday night. We plan to cause you trouble.
Oh God, Alan Green.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Live from Germany.
International Radio 1.
Germany the world! Kaiser Chiefs and Oh My God at Radio 1. 7:48. You alright there?
Yeah, good, thank you. You?
Just been outside, get a bit of fresh air, seen all the soldiers walking around and stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be a bit. I'm a little bit disappointed with the army base because I thought it'd be a little bit more like Police Academy. You know? Do you know, yeah, like the opening shots of Police Academy, you all see them marching and then people doing assault courses and stuff. And there's a couple of soldiers just outside the corner having a fag. It's ruined the illusion a little bit. Now, don't get me wrong, I know they're trained killers. I say this because they can't hear me. But they're still hard.
Your comparisons to Police Academy, though, are probably the main reason why we haven't been allowed to broadcast on their forces
probably,
network.
Probably. That was probably massively insulting. I don't mean it to me, but I was looking forward. I thought there'd be like a, you know, people marching and people doing a sort of course and some kind of dithery fella in charge, like in Police Academy, and then some kind of woman, you know, who's quite sexy but quite stern, you know. And,
like the
and,
big kind of heavy set one.
Yeah, and Officer Hightower and some guy doing sound effects of helicopters. I thought it'd be a bit like that. Apparently, I'm very, very misinformed and showing my ignorance with this. And just below us is the military police, who are kind of like, they're the toughest of the tough, and they're, you know, the military police are very, you must respect them always, because they're military police, right?
Right.
And I've just seen one of them cycling into work on a push bike. Now, again, it's not, you know, I expect the guy to be kind of running, you know, whatever.
But they have huge military police motorbikes down the bottom of the stairs as well.
Yeah.
Where you went for a breather.
Anyway, he said good morning, which was nice, and then I heard somebody else, one of these other soldiers, whatever, say, morning, sir. like that. And I don't do. Are we meant to call them sir?
No.
Really?
Well, because the thing
because
is,
I don't want to be dis. And I'm serious now. I don't actually want to be disrespectful. I don't want to go. Ah, yeah, right. If actually it's like actually it's morning sir, if you don't mind.
No, the thing is though that because we're not involved in the hierarchy of the British forces, so it's not for us to be saluting and standing to attention and any of that kind of stuff.
No, I've learnt about the salutes though and the different type of salutes. There's that, that one there, with the palm of your hand showing. And then there's the other one, which is kind of covering the palm of your hand towards your head. So you, it's the out of, you know, the other side of your hand facing out.
But again, I wouldn't do that on a
No, I'm not going to, because I don't want to insult people. I don't want to get the wrong. So normally I just go, all right, like that.
Or you can just, you know, say hello like a normal civilian.
Hello.
Or just more relaxed than that, even.
Cap'n. Can I say Cap'n?
No.
Morning, Cap'n. Like that. Because they'd say that, don't they? They'd drop the T. Morning, Cap'n. Like they do in Leeds. And when they drop the word, the someone's on phone for you. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm comparing the army to people in Leeds. I'll just move on, shall I? No. Celebrity Tarzan, then. Celebrity Tarzan. Who is this? We are adding the number one album from Keane called Under the Iron Sea. Somewhere, under the Iron Sea. That, together with a match programme from the game on Thursday for the World Cup, Primal Scream's album, the Embrace album, the Feeling album, Sandy Tom's album, Westwood, Zootons, Orson, a signed Chelsea DVD signed by Jose Mourinho. There's lots of stuff in there. Don't forget, of course, the stamps from the World Cup.
Mega prizes.
In a nice presentation pack.
I like those.
Yeah, because you're a wussy girl. I like Ride with the Big Dogs 56 Club Bangers by Westwood. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Who is this? Call now. Celebrity Tarzan. Nelly Furtado, number one again, you've written down there.
Mm-hmm.
She?
Yeah.
In a hit parade.
Yeah. Wow, she sold more covers than the person at number two. Well,
yeah.
Congratulations, Nelly, my darling. Here's your song, Man Eater. Oh, I'm starving. Everybody look at me, me. 7:52. Nelly Furtado and Man Eater, 2 weeks at number one. 2 weeks, yes, isn't it?
Is that growing on you yet?
No, I do like it. I'm just quite surprised it's such a big song.
Ah, it's good, that.
Anyway, it's 5 to 8. The Chris Moyle Show. Live from Germany. International Radio 1. Tell you, the nice thing about being in Germany is it's 5 to 9 here. It's only 5 to 8 in the UK. So, look, I can tell you what the weather's going to be like in an hour's time.
Sunny, isn't it?
Look out the window. Blue skies. Nice light breeze and very warm. So, there you go.
If you're not sure what to wear this morning, I would say put your shorts on.
Yeah. Or wear a dress.
Mm. Oh, you're mad.
No, wear a dress, why not? 2006, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, clothes have been liberated, and you can wear whatever you want. Right, so Twin Towns, we started doing this as a joke this morning because we're in Hereford, which is twinned with Hinckley.
In Leicestershire.
Yeah, so we thought we'd do, if your town's twinned with a German town, quite literally, pop a doodle do as a text.
Check out some of these, right? Blackpool is twinned with Bottrop, says Lisa in
Bottrop.
Bottrop or
Bottrop. Reese was suffering from that on Saturday night.
No, that's Bottrop.
Right, okay, sorry.
Hereford is twinned with Dillingburg, apparently, wherever that is, says Mike. Sunderland is twinned with Essen, which isn't a million miles away from here.
Right.
Dunstable is twinned with Ports, which is near Cologne. You liking these?
Yeah.
Swindon is twinned with Salzgitter, not to be mistake of a salt gritter, which is what you put on the roads in the winter.
Which is what the council don't put enough at.
Reading is twinned with Furlmer.
Where?
Furlmer.
Furlmer?
Something like that, I can't pronounce
it. That's what one of the wise men brought to see the baby Jesus.
Furlmer or something.
Fascinating.
Felixstowe is twinned with Beazle or Weasel.
Beazle or Weasel.
Derby is twinned with Osnabrück, which I thought was in Austria, but I'm not sure. And Kidderminster, Rachel, your hometown is twinned, interestingly, with Hussum.
Or
Hussum.
You haven't put that with a little pit of bread, don't you? A pit of bread and some hustle.
Interesting, isn't it, Twin Towns?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Don't think we'll be doing it again, though. I think we feel as though we've done it now, and we should really move on.
But these are just the ones in Germany that are twinning with British places. Imagine the other twinning that goes on around the world.
Why don't we leave it in
places in France?
Let's leave it. Yeah,
Belgium.
Let's leave it.
Holland.
Yeah, but let's just say. Let's
Poland.
Leave. Yeah, let's leave it.
Or in Austria.
Right, 7:57. Good morning. Good morning in Germany. Right, news and sport next. Meanwhile, this is The Bravery at Radio 1. Do you feel like Robin Williams?
A little bit. Good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah. Kind of broadcast that we're out with the troops. I mean, granted, they're not fighting anyone. I think they've got a cheese and bingo night on Tuesday.
But we're keeping morale up, aren't
by
we?
The way, that's not a joke. Somewhere in the barracks is a cheese and bingo, wine and bingo night.
No cheese.
No. Well, maybe. Good morning, train killer, says Martha Reeves of Ad Dallas.
Nowhere to run to. Nowhere to...
I really hope they're not listening to us out on the
bench. I'm hoping to have a photograph of me later on, jumping out of a tank. I did ask yesterday if there are any guns knocking around that we could play with. Apparently, they just looked sternly at me and said no. So
funny that
it's very disappointing, Dominic.
It is disappointing. I'm just seeing that. I'm sorry.
Are you all right?
I am. I slightly fell off my chair. I apologise. Yeah. I've just seen a picture of you on the webcam. Your
oh,
studio
really?
You're in and stuff. Yeah, that's nice.
The studio is nice.
With a massive Argentina flag behind you.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
beautiful.
When did you see that? Okay,
it's on the webcam now.
Okay, all right, good. No, it's not. It's a big old studio. It's quite nice, actually.
Mm,
and,
it's lovely.
But, you know, but then you look out the window and there are loads of soldiers walking around.
Mm,
well, with it being an army base and all.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I mean, normally when we do the show, the only person we see is Michelle, the cleaner.
Mm. And he's not a trained officer.
Good morning, Mr. Chris. Good morning, Mr. Dave. And he couldn't. Seriously.
Mm.
He'd lose in a fight with a duster.
He would.
Whereas these people. Good morning, train killers. Here's for you, but Rick Astley, never going to give you up.
I've just taken a call from Longman, who's in Florida on holiday.
Oh, he hasn't called you, has he?
Yeah.
He phoned me as well.
He's phoned me as well.
Oh,
he's the wrong side of, you know, quite a few,
pounds.
Isn't he? Yeah.
Oh, is he drunk?
Yeah.
Do you want to ring him and do an interview with him?
Yes, it would need heavily editing, but
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, do it. It might be funny.
All right.
It might be funny. Do it after the news.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Brilliant. Richard, you've just got to go that extra mile to get that comedy first thing in the morning. And there's nothing funnier than a drunk lad from Leeds on holiday in Florida. Trust me.
He hasn't been to bed.
What a surprise. Well, they're 6 hours behind, so it's 9 o'clock here in Germany, so...
9 minus 6 is... 3.
Yes, well done. So, anyway, let's move on. We play the Zootons next door to also do Celebrity Tarzan. Let's get the news from Dominic in London. Sport from Carrie in Germany. It's 8:03.
A mum's anger at the... ...and Scotland later. It's now 8:06.
Can I just clear up this yellow card?
I'm confused.
Yeah, right. Basically, if Peter Crouch picks up a yellow card against Sweden, he's then banned for the first match in the knockout stages.
But then when he comes on again, it is wiped clean.
So when he plays again in the knockout stages, he's starting afresh with no yellow cards.
But that doesn't make sense, because... I'm not having a go at you.
No, that is the rule.
But if the slate is wiped clean when you go into the next round, right, which is what you're saying, then if he picks one up against Sweden, which is still in the group stages, then why would that carry over into the next thing?
Because it does. I don't know why, but that's it. Basically, when he plays again in the knockout stages,
let me ask you questions and you answer,
clean.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right. There are three games to play.
Mm-hmm.
If you receive 2 yellow cards...
Mm-hmm.
In the first 2 games, then you're banned from the next one. You miss the next game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If on that 3rd game, you get your 2nd yellow card, are you banned from the game after that?
Yes.
But if you only have 1 yellow card in the first 3 games, then for the 4th game, they'll get wiped clean.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit confusing.
It is really confusing, and I'm sorry, I've tried to wrap it up, but I was just as confused as everyone else when I was trying to work it out in my head.
So Peter Crouch has 1 yellow.
Mm. Yeah. If he picks up another one, if he plays, basically, against Sweden and picks up another yellow card, then he'll miss that first knockout stage against Germany or Ecuador, depending on how the group... I know, but then when he plays again in that knockout stage, if we make the quarterfinals, he'll be starting again afresh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who else has got a yellow? Lampard's
Frank
got a yellow.
Frank and Gerrard.
Frank. See, we call him Lampard. Mm. Carrie calls him Frank. You notice that? Frank, but she doesn't know Steve and Gerrard as well, so it's Frank and Gerrard, who are a great band, by the way. I believe they're in session tonight with Zane.
Frank and Gerrard.
Hello, we're Frank and Gerrard, and this is our song, Kettle. Or whatever, I don't know.
Good song.
Yeah, thank you. I like it a lot. Yeah. Alan went back to the UK on Friday, went to Big Brother to interview Grace.
The lines are closed, the votes are being counted and verified, and I can now reveal that the fourth person...
Listen to that, get Grace out.
...to be evicted from the Big Brother house is... Grace!
Apparently it was very tense.
So she was a popular eviction then, was she?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
The boo she got when she came out was unbelievable. It was deafening.
It was what?
Deafening. Quite Pardon? Literally. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You didn't hear it, Dom.
Sorry? Yeah.
Let's play the game that will make you think. Who needs millionaire and all the weakest link? Causes to be won and fun for everyone. You can play it if you're old or even if you're young. It's time for you to win some stuff. Job CDs or office stuff. Some cakes or buns or marzipan. If you can guess who is our Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
All right.
Oh, you seem to have some Neanderthals in the background there.
I've got a lot of Neanderthals in the background, yeah.
Are you having a party, Ollie?
Oh, not quite. I've just got to work.
You're at work already?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a plumber.
All right. Where are you working today?
I'm working in Exeter and Heathertree.
Oh, very nice.
What's that?
Well, it's a school in Heathertree. And it's called St. Michael's School.
There you go.
We're building a brand new school for little kids.
You're not really building a school, are you? You're more doing the plumbing.
Well, it's all part of it, isn't it?
Otherwise you'd be a builder.
You're taking a little bit too much credit there, I feel, Ollie. I don't want to take anything away from you.
Or an architect.
But if you're a plumber, you'd hardly be... If you were building a new school away from your plumbing duties, fair enough. But something tells me you're just making the crappers work.
Yeah, but it's surprising, actually, what you do build, being a plumber. You know, you have to...
Pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
toilets.
You have to build,
you're just plumbing. That's all. You're not building a school, are you? The school's built already.
Okay. I'll give it to you.
Okay, all right. Here's the difference, Ollie. I'm doing a show on an army base, right? But I'm not a major or a corporal. You see what... I'm not helping the war... Or fighting for the boys and of the whatever. I'm playing records and they're outside. That's the connection.
Okay, but what about if you were like a first aider, medical person in the army?
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself in the army? You're not fighting.
To be honest,
you're part of the team.
To be honest, yes. If in that position, yes, I would.
Or if we worked in the canteen or the stores.
Yeah, because if you look at it this way, soldiers, right, get bad feet. And if you work in first aid, you can fix the bad feet. Therefore, you can go and get the baddies. So there you go. Job's a good one. Mind you, in the same way, I would give you that, Ollie. If you were a plumber in the army, I would say you were in the army. Because soldiers need to poo too.
Yeah, so you agree that I'm actually helping building the school then?
No.
Oh, I was worth a try.
Shall we have a go at this competition then and move on before everybody gets bored and kills themselves?
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go then. Celebrity Tarzan. Here it is. There are many prizes to be won, Ollie. Let's see if you can win any of them or none of them.
Okay.
Who is today's Celebrity Tarzan?
Ewan McGregor.
Rachel, is he right? No, he's not. Bye. Sorry about that, Ollie. You win absolutely nothing, and you're not even making a school. Goodbye.
Bye.
See ya. Plumbers all over the UK are going, oh, and that's why we have a bad name.
If you think you know, come on and have a go to see if you can win Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
Thirteen minutes past 8. I love Masquerade.
I don't know what it means, but I like the tune.
It's very football-y. I like it. Masquerade. It's like marzipan, I believe.
What, Masquerade?
Yeah.
Is it to do with cakes?
Oh, cake, 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 cake. Get some cake in. Eat a lot of cake in your belly. I don't know what I'm talking
about.
Moving on. I'll move on when I say it's time to move on, my friend. Moving on. We're live from Germany. It's 9:22 here. It's 8:22 in the UK. And it's time to speak to...
BB Allards.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doesn't it feel like a world away from here right now?
What?
Big Brother on Friday night.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's brilliant.
You know what, fan?
I've been seeing it, have I? I've been seeing it. Well, you know, I need to watch more of it.
Okay, well, Grace was quite a big story back at home because she was so bad in the series the last few weeks. Such a nasty little character.
Great legs.
But great legs and also a great housemate. Fun to watch at that same time. But she came out on Friday.
Did she?
No, she left the house.
She gay?
No, she's not
gay. She got a little girlfriend with long legs?
No.
Oh.
She was the latest housemate to be evicted from the Big Brother house.
Right.
And we have a clip and it was quite entertaining.
Am I playing it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The lines are closed. The votes have been counted and
verified. Get Grace out. Get Grace out.
And I can now reveal that the fourth person to be evicted from the Big Brother house is Grace.
So the boo started before she even left the house.
It was a massive boo.
Oh, it was by the time she got to the door.
Oh, really?
By the time she left. She wasn't evicted by as many as Caesar was, right. But that was because Nikki's a bit of a strong character as well.
Oh, my God.
So, she won Davina around in seconds in the interview. I thought Davina was going to be much harsher with her. But what happens is, Grace is great at... Basically, she just said, yeah, I was quite a bitchy character in the house and I put my hands up to that. And you can't really argue with that. By the time she came to us, she also was a little bit apologetic about the fact that she was like that in the house.
Right.
And she started winning everyone over. But she couldn't win me over because I was quite riled up.
Because you're BB Allard, you take no crap off anyone.
Also, as she was leaving the house, she threw a glass of water over Susie.
Yeah.
Which was childish.
Because she nominated, because she had to nominate someone.
Exactly, she had to. So I thought I'd start off with an easy listener question.
Okay.
BB Allard from the Chris Moore Show at Radio 1. Was that the real Grace in the house?
Any reaction from that, by the way?
Nothing.
Does she know who we are?
She knows who you are, yes.
All right. She doesn't know who you are?
No.
Yeah. Back down to reality with a bump there, added for you, my friend.
BB Allard from the Chris Moore Show at Radio 1. Was that the real Grace in the house, or are you a really nice person underneath?
I am a nice person, but I do bitch. I am a girl, and I am 20 years old, and looking back on those things, I would probably have hated me as well. What can I do? It's done now. I'm not going to cry over spilt milk, and hopefully I've got a lot of repair work to do. but, yeah, no, I did bitch. I am a girl, and, you know, what can I say?
It's fair enough, I suppose. She's honest.
She's quite sexy, though.
She looked quite hot in the press conference on Friday night, I'll grant her that. Mm. So I was starting to get a little bit worked up now.
Really?
So I'm starting to get a bit nastier.
There you go.
Do you regret forming a group early on? Because it created a bit of a them and us.
Yeah.
Which would have worked if everyone had voted other people off. But because Imogen and Caesar talked about nominations early on, it meant that the power was against you.
Yeah, totally.
Is that something you regret doing?
I didn't regret doing it because at the end of the day, I had more in common with those people and I got on with those people better. Like, I wouldn't be prepared to sort of suck up kind of thing and just try and be... They were just people that I was instantly drawn to and I preferred spending time with them than that. And I think the groups just naturally formed. I mean, it was like the younger ones of us, you know, all our... Because we were all, like, from London, a lot of us, and we're used to partying in the same places, so we all had a lot in common. Definitely, once George left and then Imogen and Caesar couldn't vote and then Caesar was gone, our group totally just went, and now I've gone, it's going to go even more. And people have started sort of... making an effort with other people in the house now. You can see see what's going on.
Yeah. Which is good. Which
she won
is
you
good.
Over already, didn't she?
So I'm no, she's not.
Yes, she has.
Can you hear me getting a little bit happy?
She won you over, man. You suck. You fell for it.
I'm glad she's out now, because now Imogen, who I do like, is going to be less nasty and can hopefully start mixing with the rest of the groups in the house.
Do you just like Imogen because she's Welsh?
No, I think she's pretty and sweet. But
and
Grace
Welsh.
Brought out,
she's a bit two-faced, though, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Right.
Yeah, but Grace brought that side out in my opinion.
All right, that's Grace's fault.
That's
the English person's fault.
But then Grace did... No, not at all. Grace did that to a lot of people.
The Welsh girl was twisted and had her mind screwed by the English pig girl.
Then I started to go off a little bit off script. On a personal note, actually, the most frustrating for me watching the last week was how angry and nasty you were to Susie when she voted and nominated you and Nikki. And all I kept shouting at the TV was, it's Big Brother. She had to nominate two people.
Yeah.
Yet she took it so personally.
I did,
everyone has to nominate.
I know, totally. And I think the one reason why I said, if the people in the house who'd lived with me for a month had nominated me, I could accept it. It was the fact that she'd come in after 2 days and she was like, Grace is going. And I was just like, that's the thing. I just can't take it. I admit, I hands on my heart say I took it atrocious. I stamped my feet and I was childish. I know. And, yeah, so, yeah.
So there you go. She's owning up to it. What more can you say to that?
You're too soft with it.
Then the last question, yeah. Right? And I had to explain a little bit of this at the beginning. 6 years I've been doing this. We have this thing where I get the last question of every press conference.
Yep.
I build up my best question to the last one.
Yep.
I think they thought I was going to be very nasty.
Right.
There was two questions to go. I had my hand up. Then there's one question to go. I still had my hand up. And then this happened.
Thank you very much, everyone.
I've got one more question. One more question.
You ask a question, Alid, then you
okay.
Can open it for everyone else. So,
Chris Moore says he fancies you. Wants to know whether you'd like a job in the media. If so, he's offering you a way to get ahead in radio.
Is that right?
Interested?
Tell him, oh God, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't know what to say. I'm
Thank
blushing.
You.
Oh, so that's a better reaction than I was expecting.
Yeah.
So, more importantly, who was that cow who wouldn't give you the last question?
She's not a cow normally.
Who is it?
Her name's Zoe, and she's
Zoe
normally
who?
Very nice.
Oi, Zoe, what's the problem? We've been doing this for years. It's the last question all the time.
I think she was scared of what we're going to ask. And
well, why
let me
don't
ask.
Be scared and don't let us in there if you're going to be scared? Don't vet us.
And in the end, it was nice, and I made her blush.
Yeah. Listen, I'm trying to get some action from one of the housemates. Don't get in the way of that. Thank you.
So that's Grace done and dusted.
Well, it would have been.
Not entirely.
So I'm glad she's out now. I don't care who comes out this week. I've met Grace. That's all I wanted.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ahled. And another eviction on Friday night.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Al. Okay, no more questions. Thanks very much. We've got more questions. Alan, it's not fair. If you ask a question about Chris getting some housemaid action, then everybody in the press conference will want housemaid action. Good reaction though, isn't it?
Mm.
From Grace. I think it meant a yes.
More complimentary than the reaction from most women.
If she's quite happy coughing off with ugly Vernon Kay, then she won't have a problem with chunky Chris Miles.
You're well in there.
Right. I'll let you know. Right, the Killers are ready on a Mr. Brightside. We're live in Germany. We've got Mark Bright coming on to talk to us about football. Do you remember he talks about much football today? It's too much German stuff. Too busy with the German stuff. I just saw two soldiers salute each other outside. It was wicked.
And I like properly. They kind of marched up to each other and did the whole.
What's the noise?
I don't know. It's difficult to salute on the radio and actually make any sense.
Yeah, but they did it, and they've got these little hats on. It's wicked.
They're called berets.
I have questions to ask about the soldiers' uniforms, which I asked Dave off the air, and I'll discuss after the news.
Okay.
You said I'm going to be. I said I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just curious. I have questions to ask, and I want to know the answers.
We'll find out later.
Yeah. Play Armin van Helden and Embrace in a minute. Let's get some news from Dominic first. It's 8:32.
Rain later. Beep, beep. New and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne.
It's Chris Clark time on One Road Travel.
Hi, I'm Chris Clark.
I can't pronounce where Chris lives, so...
Golwgaravon in Aberdeenlight. In Neath, South Wales.
Brilliant. Chris likes wearing sandals and is a huge fan of Ronaldinho.
And goodbye from me.
His road is fairly busy now as well. There'll be more at 9:30.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne.
It's now 8:36.
I've got to say, the actual travel information bit of that feature is getting less and less and less.
And also, Dominic, why can't you pronounce it? It's Neath.
No, I know Neath,
no,
but it's...
Neath. Or it's Wales.
It's this
Neath.
Bit, right, this bit.
Golwgaravon.
You know.
Golwgaravon.
And goodbye.
Yeah, and goodbye. I can
and
say goodbye.
Golwgaravon and goodbye.
In
Aberdeenlight. Golwgaravon in Alabag... hang on.
Golwgaravon in Aberdeenlight.
Aberdeenlight.
Yeah, it's not Aberdeenlight.
Like Angel Delight.
It's like an Aber compilation CD.
In Wales.
Yeah, in Neath in South
Neath.
Wales.
Neath. Yeah, Neath.
I can say Neath. I just want to get the facts right. I don't want to say Golagalagalo and offend people.
Yeah, but then the only information we had about that road was it's fairly busy now.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, that's usually the pattern. 7:30 is always quiet, half 8 bit busy, and then half 9 quiet again. It's not the
So here's my question that I want to ask, right?
Okay.
We are on an army base, and there are soldiers around and whatnot,
yeah.
Right? And we keep popping out every so often to get a bit of air and a bit of sunshine, you know, and watch Reese have a cigarette. And you see soldiers walking around and they're saluting each other and everything like that. But it's really hot today.
Right.
It's quite hot in Germany. And I'm like, well, they've got to be boiling, right? Walking around in their big uniforms. So are they allowed to go commando, you know, under the uniform? Like, you know, they had to put on socks and underpants and a vest and a shirt and then the green, whatever you call it, the camouflage, you know what I mean, the army uniform.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to just put the jacket and the trousers on and the boots so they can have a bit of air down there?
It's a good question, isn't it? I don't know.
I think chafing could be a problem, though.
Maybe if they've vazzed up. But these people who... These are trained killers, Carrie, right? They're not going to be damaged by a bit of chafing around the Davina McCalls.
No,
you know what I mean?
You can't wear army boots without socks.
How do you know?
Get blisters.
Because you can't.
All right, but what about the underpants? Do the soldiers have to wear underpants all the time? Or can they just be a bit free and easy down there?
They don't have to wear underpants if they don't want to.
I guess that's why it's called going commando, maybe. There's a link.
Right.
They might have to wear underpants, though, because they might have their name in. Do you know what I mean? If they're in
not a school.
No, but if they're...
You know what I mean? It's not like a swimming gala at school where you've got your name in your trunks in case you lose them.
No, not that they would lose their pants because they're, like, proper army people, but in case, you know, they were in conflict and somebody had to identify them or whatever.
And would they have to have good pants on, like your mum used to say, in case you got run over by a bus?
I would think so, yeah. They'd have to be clean. You'd expect them to be clean in the army, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Dom?
Yeah?
Can you get on it and find out the official answer if soldiers are allowed to go without wearing undercrackers?
Yes.
Oh.
That's a remix.
We both thought of that at the same time. Dumb. 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 You can play your version as well if you want. You got to say dumb. Dumb. It's a dumb. Dumb.
Dumb.
Dumb.
Dumb. Dumb.
You've never got the timing of that right.
No, really.
Okay.
Okay.
I love the fact that he's going to be ringing up the Ministry of Defence now, saying,
"Stop wearing underpants.
Can we wear pants?"
Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Good.
Also, did you get hold of Longman?
Yeah, I did get hold of Longman. Yeah, I interviewed Longman for about 5 minutes, and we can use 46 seconds of it.
Wicked.
just the beginning bit.
We don't have the Longman. Do we have the Longman music with us out here?
Should do, shouldn't we?
We might have it here.
Yeah, you might. Hang on.
It's a race.
Not on that one.
Who's going to get it first?
I know we've got Yum Yum Yum.
I think, Dominic, you should play it, maybe.
Okay, I haven't actually got it. Mikey's got it downstairs.
Oh, I've got this.
Yum 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 Yum.
That's it.
That'll do. Has Mikey got any?
I don't know where it is.
Yum!
Oh. It's in... Where's the Longman stuff, Rachel, for Mikey? It's in, it's about the third or fourth page on the right-hand side, and I think it says Longman, but don't worry about it.
We've got
The story is that Longman, my friend who runs a sandwich shop in Leeds, has gone on holiday to Florida, and he's away for 2 weeks. And it's fair to say Longman likes a drink occasionally, and when he has a drink, he has a drink.
Mm-hmm.
He's already rung Dominic very early this morning to say, I'm having such a great time.
He actually phoned and said, I love you.
Yeah, that's
you.
What I got this morning as well.
I love
Brilliant.
You. I love you. Okay.
Okay.
Mikey might have it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, well, I've got it too. Go on, you can play it then.
Oh. Yay!
Everyone can sing along with the Longman song at 8:41.
Longman, he's the nice sandwich man. Longman, he cooks bacon and spam. Longman has got a big frying pan and he'll cook you breakfast or lunch. Longman does the best food in town. Longman, either thick, white or brown.
Mikey's done.
Longman, you should get yourself down to his shop for his daily special. Yum, 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 yum.
Right, so what happened then with the interview?
Well, I thought I'd have a quick natter with him, and this is what Longman's been doing on holiday in Orlando, Florida, okay? Hi, Longman, it's Dom.
Hi, Dom. I'm Longman.
How are you, and where are you?
Drunk in bed, just Orlando, Florida. I'm in the time of my life.
Okay, just explain what you've been doing the last, I don't know, 12 hours or so.
I'll be honest, Dom. I've hid a pizza in my bottom drawer.
You've done what?
I got a pizza, hid it in my bottom drawer.
Right.
I'm going to eat that on the 14th day and then I've got no idea what I'm going to do, Dom.
You've made a pizza, you've hidden it in your bottom drawer.
Yeah.
Okay, is you having a good holiday?
All we do, this is it, this is what we do. I wake up, I drink Bud Light, and then I hide pizza in my bottom drawer.
I just leave it there because... He just goes so... I mean, that's fairly random anyway, hiding food in his drawer, and then he just gets more and more random and puts the phone down after about...
Is that his daily schedule then, Dominic, for 2 weeks in Florida?
It would appear to be, yeah. He's not doing much sightseeing. He's mainly
He's not actually that bad. The thing is with Longman, he loves a drink and he loves to talk about the drink, but he's not a great big drinker.
No.
So he has two drinks and he's drunk.
I think that's probably what's happening.
This whole I've been drinking all day thing could be 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But as far as hiding pizzas in drawers go, he will probably wake up tomorrow and go, why is there a pizza in my bottom drawer? And throw it away. He won't really keep it till the 14th day.
Exactly. I think that's why he's doing it.
But then he'll go out again tomorrow and he'll get more pizza.
Exactly.
I'm slightly nervous about all this.
What is
on for everybody's behalf, for Longman's health and generally for
the people of Florida.
Do you know what he has got a mind? He's not a mind. He's got a mate with him who doesn't drink at all. You imagine that friendship, Longman who loves to drink, and his friend who doesn't drink at all. So he's always got someone to look after him. As a grown man, it's always good to have somebody to look after you.
But then on the flip side of that, he's very sort of fitness conscientious and stuff, isn't he? He'll do lots of workouts.
Bud Light, you see?
Yeah, exactly.
Not drinking the fattening stuff. He's drinking the nice stuff, you know, so he won't lose his six-pack while he has his eight-pack.
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much indeed.
Mark Bright used to be a footballer and now he's kind of a football pundit. We will talk to him in a couple of records time. It's 8:44.
England finally scored a goal and then they scored another. So bring on Sweden Tuesday night, we'll watch them run for cover. When Rooney played as well, we hope he's not feeling sore. So he can dance with Peter Crouch when both of them score.
Although Peter Crouch might not play, but just forget that, you know.
Chris
written the other day.
Live from Germany.
Here we go.
International Radio 1.
Hear me now. It's Embrace at Radio 1, a world at your feet. It's the official England football song. And, of course, England are taking part in the FIFA World Cup 2006. We are in Germany because of that. And we are bringing you the atmosphere and the delights of the football in Germany. So we've come to an army base full of soldiers.
To use their facilities.
We're using them mainly their studio facilities, but hopefully later on we get to fire some guns. But something tells me they probably won't let us do that. I'd quite like to do that. Send Reese running around the field and we get in an army jeep and just chase him. You know, one of them was with a gun on the back. They used to be like in the 80s.
Like in MASH as well.
Yeah,
they had them.
Wicked. But obviously blanks, you know.
I want to drive a tank as well.
If they don't let us play with live ammunition, which I understand, I don't mind just going... And Reese can go... Like that. Just pretend, you know?
Maybe we should just go paintballing or something.
Yeah, could do. Actually, we found an open-air swimming pool. We're just going to do that today instead, yeah.
That's nothing like the army.
No, I know, but at least we'll get a nice tan. Anyway, so... Travelling around a bit of Germany is what we're doing. We're travelling around the whole of Germany... is poor old Mark Bright. Good morning, Mark.
Oh, good morgen.
Good morgen.
It's like the Michael Palin of the BBC, aren't you, Mark Bright?
Oh, Dave, I can't tell you how many miles I've done.
What did you do last night?
Last night came from Munich to up here to Dortmund, and if you look at the map of Germany, it's such a slap. And it took 6 hours by car because the driver really didn't check out the route.
How long should it have taken?
Between 4.5 and 5. We travelled around Dortmund for an hour and a bit.
No, it's not good.
Great stuff. Chris, can I just say good morning to my boys at East Dubourne, the school room with Mrs. Bright?
Okay. Go on, then.
Good morning, Isaiah. Have a good day at school, baby. I love you. And you, Mrs. Bright.
How is Mrs. Bright?
She's good, yeah. She's been in LA for a while. Now she's back and then I'm away, so...
What's she doing in LA?
She's just having some meetings and things and she's written a book and she's just, trying to get parts in films and... Making herself busy like she should be now. She's had a few years off after having a child.
General show business, then.
Yeah. Showbiz.
Mrs. Bright, by the way, for those of you who don't know, is the beautiful and talented Michelle Gale.
Yeah, Mrs. Bright the first. Nearly 10 years, mate.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. You're so lucky, because you don't deserve a good-looking, fine woman
lucky,
like that.
Chris.
No.
I feel she's lucky.
No, you're the lucky one. How on earth did you manage to tuck that beautiful woman into bed, let alone down the aisle? I have no idea.
She was young at the time, I tell you.
She must have been.
Gullible, I like to
she
say.
She said, Mike Bright said, you know much about football? She said, not really. She said, good, I'm executive producer of EastEnders. Nice to meet you. She was with him 3 years before she realised that it didn't work for the...
Were you playing for Leek Town at the time, Brighty? Was that what sold it for her?
My profile was a bit higher than that.
Oh, bless you. So, listen, so you are travelling round game to game.
Yes.
Where are you today?
Today I am in Dortmund.
For?
For,
Togo,
Togo Switzerland. And
Switzerland.
I know, night has become day, day's become night. So far I've been Munich, Kaiserslautern, Leipzig, Berlin, Nuremberg, Frankfurt, Stuttgart, and today Dortmund.
For those people who don't know your geography very well, Germany is huge. It's huge.
Planes, trains and automobiles.
And everybody thinks as well, well, you know, well, you've got the Autobahn, you can just drive at 250 miles an hour. No, you can't, because A, that's scary, B, it's a bit reckless, and C, there are roadworks every 2 miles anyway, so you've got to slow down to about 40.
Hey, do you know what, though? They do drive fast, don't they?
Oh, I tell you, even my missus would be scared on the roads out here, and she drives like Stevie Wonder.
You've got trucks in one lane doing 50 miles an hour, and then you've got fellas in big Beamers and Audis pulling 150 in the other lane.
Well, one overtook us the other day, and the driver said he must be doing over 200 kilometres an hour, because we're going quite quick. Mm. Said, well, slow down then.
Yeah, then just tuck yourself into the inside lane and chill out there, my friend.
So you're having a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a great time. You know, just, you know, the England, England's form is a little bit to be concerned with.
It's the same with all the big guns. Well, Argentina have kicked in. They've played really well.
They played brilliantly. What a game.
Yeah. Rooney starts tomorrow, I hear.
So I believe. I'm still not sure if I agree with that. But all of a sudden, he seems to be 100% fit. And I'm like, well, where did this come from?
Yeah, I know. But you know what, we've got a great chance of beating Sweden. I think Larsson's suspended. I think Ibrahimovic is injured.
Mm.
Is it 38 years or something? So let's bury that one. And we'll go through with a 100% record.
That would be nice. And, of course, you know, put on the... he's Leeds and he knows he is, even though he plays for Spurs. Aaron Lennon, who I thought was brilliant the other day.
Yeah, he was good.
Excellent. And Robbo as well, your big mate.
Yeah, Paul Robinson. I think, you know, there's been a couple of moments with him. But, you know, I still think Robbo's yet to prove himself. Not prove himself. Not, no, I don't mean it like that. But you know what I mean?
Easy now.
No, he hasn't had a lot to do, to be fair. You know,
good.
You know, well, yeah, but I still think, you know, I still think when the chips are down, he'll be around.
He will be.
I'm doing that as Frankie Osorio with the power of love, I'm doing
that. Hey, don't forget, the other former Leeds hero, Teddy Lukic, of course, plays for Sweden.
Yeah, and Eddie Lewis, who plays for the USA.
Yes, he did. I did that game the other day.
Yeah, and of course, Harry Kewell, he's still Leeds United, and so is Mark Viduka.
He came on. I did Brazil yesterday. It was a great atmosphere.
Oh, I bet.
Brilliant it was.
See, even them, you know, that was a hair-raising game last night.
It was. I've enjoyed quite a lot of the games. I might get a free day off today, you know, because Togo are threatening to go on strike because they haven't been paid.
Hey, well, listen,
really?
If you've got the day off, Brighty...
come over to where you are.
No, we're going to the water slide park today. You can come with us if you've got your trunks.
I've got them as well. I'm travelling very light. I've just got a wheelie. That's all I can do.
You've just got a what?
A wheelie.
I don't want to see that going down the water pool slide.
Hey, we've all got one of them, but we don't want to see
what
it.
What kind of trunks have you got on?
Speedos, of course.
Yeah, I don't want to see
your wheelie.
See you sticking out your Speedos. Lord.
Hey.
All right, so the plan I've got is today, Togo versus Switzerland, which is on at 22 on BBC One. Then afterwards, you're heading to Berlin for tomorrow's Germany match.
Yes.
Right, are you sure?
Yes, I am. Right. Ecuador, Germany.
Right, okay.
And then Portugal, Mexico, then Czech Republic, Italy, then Switzerland, Korea. Oh,
did you get air miles, Brighty?
No, it's a little bit of everything.
Mm.
I should have really signed up for it.
Is it a BBC Sport camper van on the Autobahn every day?
In a tent with Garth, eh?
Are you not sharing with him, are you?
No, Garth with the England camp. He doesn't move, he stays with the England camp, and it's...
The big question we're asking all these sport pundits, Mark Bright, is how much golf have you got in since you arrived?
Do you know what I'm proud to say? I haven't played once because I haven't got the time.
Committed to his work is Mark Bright.
And I've been up in Berlin where them lot are in that swanky hotel. Talking about who's playing tomorrow. What time are you playing? 8? No, I'm about 8:30. What time are you? I haven't got time for all that.
It's outrageous. That Gary Lineker should shame himself.
Give him a bit of a kicking, Chris.
Teeing off every morning at 9 o'clock with a bag of Walkers in one hand and his golf clubs in the other.
Gary Lineker's skin, he looks like George Hamilton when you watch him on. on Match of the Day. It's unbelievable.
I don't know who he is. I'm too young.
But you know what? Because we're on the road all the time, you rarely get to see the output, what goes on back home. Like the newspapers, it's very difficult. You don't know what's going on. And I've only heard your show once. That was when you gave me a kicking with Gavin Peacock, the little man.
I didn't give you a kicking, did I?
He did. Not buying a drink.
Well, it's fair to say, you know, you are the tightest man in BBC Sport, from what I've heard.
That's untrue. I'm a northerner. I like to pay my way.
I can say, right, for the record, that Brighty bought me a pint at the Darts.
The Darts. Thank you very much, Dave. My boy was telling me as well. He was telling me what's going on the Darts. Silver Power Taylor got beat by Barneveld and all that sort of thing.
Well, see? I like Mark Bright. He's good, isn't he? Yeah. I don't know why the BBC hate him so much. I think he's quite a decent presenter.
BBC need to show me some more love.
They're not showing you the respect that you deserve.
Hey, if she keeps showing you wheelie, then you might get more love. Now, listen, have a great time. Thanks for talking to us. And you've got to try and hook up with us at some point, pal.
I know. After the knockout stage, I might have a day off.
Well, after...
might as well get in the car and come and see you for a couple of hours.
Tonight, come and see us. How far away are we from Dortmund, really?
Tonight, I'm catching a plane to Berlin.
Oh, la-di-da.
Oh, rubbish.
Yep.
Well, tonight we're going to L'Italian, which is the only place we can find that serves food and beer, and you can watch the game in Sleepiesville, which is where we are.
Stay in the base. Well, they like a bit of drinking in that base, I thought.
Well, do you know what? We only came yesterday to have a little look at this army base, and we've only really seen the radio side of things. But, you know, I was saying I'm a bit disappointed. We haven't seen any tanks or anything like that. Well, no, because I thought it'd be a bit like that. I thought it'd be a bit like MASH. No helicopters.
Well, Private Benjamin, do you remember that as well?
Yeah.
I love all that.
Mind you know what they say, don't you, Brighty?
Go on, I'm sure you're going to tell me.
It's a mess, isn't it?
Oh, mess.
Where soldiers eat.
Yeah, I know, Chris.
Yeah,
I got
that's it. That's a gag, you see.
Celebrity X Factor. I have to look at Alan's blog.
Well, if you want to do that, just make sure your wheelie's not out.
Yeah, I
was brilliant on Celebrity X Factor. I hope your lass was watching.
You know what? I want to say well done.
Thanks.
You, the way they dressed you made you look... Oh, wow. Well, smartened you up a little bit, didn't they?
How rude. They're all my own clothes. Right, go on, get off to the game. I'll talk to you later on.
Have a good time. Take
Cheers,
care.
Cheers, Mark.
Cheers. Bye.
There he is, lovely Mark Bright. It's on at 20-2 today on BBC One in high def. Togo versus Switzerland. Right, tedious late, Dave.
Hello.
How do you get to today's tedious from Fridays now that we've found love? Heavy D, the boys.
Heavy is the word associated with weight, which is measured with the use of scales. Scales, first named John, used to play for Tottenham, Liverpool and Wimbledon. Wimbledon is where they play a lot of tennis and also where the Wombles are from. One of the best known Wombles is Uncle Bulgaria. Bulgaria is also a country that has a capital called Sofia. Sofia Loren is the name of a famous actress who was big around the same sort of time as Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Richard Burton rhymes with curtain. Plural of curtain is curtains, which is what you draw before you go to bed. The German word for bed is Bett, while the German word for table is Tisch, which sounds a bit like a tissue, which is the noise you make when you sneeze. A sneeze or sneezing is what you do if you've got a cold. Cold is the opposite of hot, which is what it would be like in a kitchen. The kitchen in a restaurant is where you'd expect to find the cook. And cook, first name Norman, is the real name of the pop star DJ bloke that we know as Fatboy Slim, which sings so cleverly to this morning's Teeter Sync track. It is a Fatboy Slim classic. It is right here, right now.
Is it?
Yes. Do you not have that?
Are you sure? Are you sure it's right here, right now?
Is it another hit by Fatboy Slim? Rockefeller Skank, maybe?
Well, yeah, let's play that
That'll
one.
That'll do.
Let's play Rockefeller Skank,
okay.
Shall we? Yeah, we can.
I prefer that to right here, right
Me
now,
too.
Anyway. That's my favourite one.
Go!
Right about now.
That's it. Then just do it and fade out. It's easy to make a Fatboy Slim record, isn't it?
It does.
Blah 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 blah. And you have a little whacka whacka effect in there as well. He loves his whacka whacka.
Like that.
Yeah, that's it. Put a little beat behind it, David. I'll be almost
there.
Sample an old record that no one's ever heard of before.
It's easy being Fatboy Slim.
You know, maybe a bit of piano with a vocal off another track. Jobs are good. Anyway, it's our time of the show. It's a bit where... Oh, hang on. No, sorry. Seamless link?
Yeah, I think
right,
so. Pretty
lovely.
Much, yeah.
OK, that's good. Lovely, great. Play. Thanks. I'll do.
Remixing.
Hey, bonus track on the next CD
single.
I'm telling
you. Get that on tape, normal.
Right, it's our time of show. It's a bit where Dave was about to say.
Lass uns für wandern verbreiten.
Thank you very much.
You get better at those.
Thank you. I'm finding it tough to hear them.
Morning, Fatboy Slim.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yay!
It's normal. You woke me up just to give me abuse about my greatest hit.
Hey, it's not abuse.
It's not abuse. And I love the, and I love the way how you...
Not many people would get me up at this time in the morning.
Well, I'm sure just me and Zoe.
Well, just because I like you, I've got up this early.
I like how Norman gets says that.
And what do you slag me off?
No, we never slag.
We're celebrating
off.
Your work, Norman.
You were.
But no, but
you were taking the rise.
Listen, we were just doing an a cappella version of what you do in the studio.
Yeah, right.
Seamlessly though, you got a great plug for your greatest hits in there, right at the top of the interview. Why Try Harder? It's released today and features a bonus DVD
well,
and two new
tracks.
That's
the only reason I'm up at this time of the
I thought it's because you love me.
Yeah, well, I do love you, but I wouldn't get up this early in the morning for you.
We're missing you out here, because obviously we saw you in Portugal for the Euros, and I thought you'd be out in Germany for the World Cup.
No, I'm kind of a bit busy with the greatest hits, and obviously Germany isn't an attractive proposition as Portugal. And you know what happened to me in Portugal.
Yeah, you had an accident.
I'll stay out of trouble this time.
Yeah, probably very wise.
How is your mouth, Norman?
It still hurts.
Yeah?
Oh.
Because for those that don't know, Norman fell over and smashed all his teeth in, didn't you, in Portugal?
Yeah.
Do you know what he wrote? You know what happened really, don't you?
What?
He had a row with Zoe and she clouted him.
Kapow.
And that was it. You don't mess with Zoe. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's ask her about that.
Oh, dear.
Do you
want...
Was
oh.
it you punching my teeth out?
Yeah, you deserve it.
Hello,
Chris. Hello,
Hello, Zoe.
you wouldn't believe... I just got woken up about 5 minutes ago by my 5-year-old son. He came in, woke me up, and said, "Daddy, you've got a phoner."
I love that. So, listen, your greatest hits, Norman.
Yes.
Is I've got to say, it really is a great album that everybody should buy.
You have all.
Yeah, right.
For us, it's our favourite Fatboy Slim album of all.
Well, there's all the hits on it and
others.
And actually other people's hits.
Yeah, you've got the... I like the fact you filled it out there with a bit of Corner Shop and a bit of...
Wasn't a question of filling it out. It
well, no. I don't mean... When I say filling it out, I meant adding the tracks that you mixed.
I knew you were giving abuse.
Well, I'm
going to go back to bed.
I went to do the voiceover for it the other day. And
yeah,
then
listen... I must congratulate you on your voiceover.
Thank you very much.
On the TV advert.
We also did a few outtakes for you, but I don't know if you'll ever get to hear them.
Well, hopefully I will.
Yeah, they're a bit naughty.
But you know, you sounded very sexy.
Thank you very much. But check this out, seriously. 10 top 20 singles, 2 number ones.
Yes.
Praise You, Rockefeller Skank, Gangster Trippin', Right Here, Right Now. Sunset, Bird of Prey, then you've got Brimful of Asher, and you've got I See Your Baby on there. It's a mega
it's
album.
Quite a collection.
That almost sounds like somebody doing a voiceover for an advert.
The only track it doesn't have on, which disappoints me, is Kings of Swing, Nod Your Head to This. Which is a very early...
Long, long time ago.
A very early Norman Cook remix, about 1990.
Why did you bring that up?
Because I've got it on 12-inch, and I just know the fact that not many people know that you remixed it, and I'm just showing off, to be quite honest with you.
It wasn't that good.
It had a sample of I'm the King of the Swingers. It was brilliant.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. So you were gigging last night?
We played Port Rush. We did a big beach pie in Port Rush.
Was it good?
Lovely.
I only just woke up. And we're doing Loch Ness next Saturday.
25,000 people?
Yes.
That's going to be huge. Sadly, I won't be there. I will be in Germany.
On.
Well, we got this. Then there'll be an England game the next day, so, you know, I can't...
Yeah, well, we can incorporate the
Norman, thing. You know fully well, if I hang out with you on Saturday night, I had to cancel Sunday, Monday and Tuesday.
You go to meet the football matches with me.
Yeah, well, last time I saw you, went to see Leeds away at Brighton, and we got stuffed, so... Yeah, thanks very much.
So we got relegated, so...
Commiserations about that, by the way.
Thank you.
That's all right. So, this summer, you've got dates lined up in Spain and Italy, Japan, and then the UK, you're doing Global Gathering, you're doing V Festival.
Yes.
Brilliant. And tonight, it's your headline act on the Lamac Live. It's your set from Glastonbury last year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
No one tells me anything.
Yeah, I think you get a bit of PRS, but that's about it, really.
Can I just give you some World Cup facts?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Have you heard about the exploding frogs in Leipzig?
No.
About 2 weeks ago, these frogs started exploding in Leipzig for no apparent reason. Also, the German midfielder.
Hang on a second. Let me stop you. Frogs are exploding.
For no reason.
Exploding frogs.
Now, do you know, as random as that sounds, that means something to us. And I'll tell you why, because where we are in the south of Germany, on the road, you know they have, like, warnings, you know, the road sign warnings, and it might be, like, buffalo or something, right?
What, deer crossing?
Yeah, all that.
I swear in our lives, there's one, and it's a picture of a frog, and we can't work it out. Maybe that's what it is.
Exploding
like frog mines.
Now I'm starting to make sense.
I thought that was a joke that was coming then. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
it's a fact.
No. Is it because they get too hot, Norman, do you think?
Well, nobody can explain why, but frogs started exploding in Leipzig.
Okay.
The next one is the German midfielder Schweinfelter in Germany is literally translated in German as pig mounter.
Pig mounter.
Yeah, there you go. This is fascinating.
Yeah.
If you've never
thank my friend Stuart for these useless facts.
If you've never seen Fatboy Slim live, he doesn't play records anymore. He just does this. He just does facts that he knows about things from around the world, and in the background plays, you know, a little
frog antidotes.
Yeah, exactly.
Frog antidotes.
Yeah. Matey, listen.
Then explode afterwards.
Mm. Exactly. I'm going to let you go back to bed because I think you need a bit more sleep.
Okay.
I love you lots, man. The album, The Greatest Hits Why Try Harder, is released today. It features a bonus DVD and two new tracks. And that old pair of jeans, which is the new single, by the way, is out the 26th of June. And it's brilliant.
You're much better plugging my records than I am.
Well, no, I know, but I like your records.
All I want to talk about is these silly World Cup facts.
Hey, listen, hang on. Before we finish, after X Factor, do you think, and this is a serious question, there could be a collaboration between you and I?
Right, you have to talk to my wife about that because I was in Japan when it was on. Hold on a sec.
Hello.
Good morning, Zoe.
What were we talking about?
X Factor.
X Factor. I voted for you so many times.
Thank you.
And how the hell you didn't beat that big, chunky rugby player, I will never, ever understand.
But do you think that that Norman and I would be able to, pardon the expression, make beautiful music together?
Lord, what an image that is.
Sex Factor.
No, not that. I'm talking about in the studio doing
watch
some
out,
recording.
Zoe's coming for your man.
No. It's
we can have him.
No,
can I just say, I tried to influence the vote.
Really?
Because 2 days before the final, just by accident, I ended up in Stringfellows, and there was Simon Cowell.
Yeah, I heard
about
this.
And I danced for him, especially to try and sort of sway the vote, but obviously it didn't work.
Well, I got voted out the night after that, so he obviously wasn't decent dancing.
Yeah, was
Cowell in Stringfellows by accident?
But, no, we voted for you every night. But also, please don't make a record with my husband.
Why?
Lord, come on.
Do you not think a dance version of Burning Love would be a number one chart
burning,
sensation?
Burning Love.
Fat Boy Fat.
Listen, I'm telling you, Zoe, you know it's a good idea.
I'm not sure it's that great.
And then I can buy a house next door to yours and we can all be friends by the sea.
Oh, Lord, I'm actually sat on the loo having a wee right now.
Okay, lovely talking to you, Zoe.
Hang on, handing you back,
Do that, that's great. Don't forget to flush. That was beautiful.
That was my naked wife.
Yeah. What attracted you to Zoe?
The first game we had, Paraguayan chicken stew.
Right.
What's the second one? We
Trinidad.
Had jerk chicken and rice and peas. And we're having meatballs.
do you know, I've got to take him off. I have no idea what the bloody hell he's talking about. I just think we should eject while we can. While we can still see some land, I've pulled the ejector seat and we're off, Dave. Rachel!
Coming up on the show later this week, hear what happened when Chris and Dave met Noel Gallagher. That's on Wednesday. And tomorrow, this time, we'll have Razorlight performing live.
Yay.
Wow. How very exciting. Yay. I'm slightly nervous now. And also, people are saying it's Fact Boy Slim now.
Right. Will you just ring Norman back and say, sorry about that, we just lost the line for technical reasons.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye. This will be Beyonce. Bass. Please don't what?
Please don't go away.
See what I did there? Ooh. You can talk in and out of the bits here as long as you stop before it starts singing.
Please don't go away.
This is Jack Johnson, isn't it? The man who's Hawaiian like the pizza.
He doesn't look like a pizza, though.
He doesn't.
He looks like a surfer dude.
Please don't go away.
Which is what they like to do in Hawaii, don't they? They do a lot of surfing there because of the surf, obviously.
Yeah, we've got to stop now. He's going to finish the song here. Is this
how it's sorry.
You ruined that there.
Sorry.
Jack, do it again. He ruined it. I forgot, Jack. Is this how it's
supposed to be? Sorry, Jack. Drop the microphone.
You're welcome. Don't mention it. Hot outside.
Take off all your clothes.
You're all right. I've just seen the. It's hotting up here at the barracks.
Yeah.
We've just seen a line of soldiers with an older soldier in charge telling them what to do. It looks like it could be finally turning into what I thought it looked like, which is police academy, but with soldiers instead of police people.
By the way, did we get any update back from Dominic as to whether soldiers wear underpants or not?
Yes, you did.
In about 2 minutes and 8 seconds' time.
I have an answer.
Because it's time for the Chris Miles World Cup song. This is the Chris Miles World Cup song. This is the Chris Miles World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Chris Miles World Cup song. Sing along! This is the Chris Miles World Cup song. Hey! This is the Chris Miles World Cup song. Hey! Everybody sing along to the Chris Miles World Cup song. Oi, 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 oi. Oi, 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 they've done us proud. England are through to the second round. Peter Crouch, we love you, mate. England are the best, England are great. Kind of. World Cup songs are a load of poo, but we don't care, because England are through. Listen up, kids, don't miss this. Winning the cup will be a piece of cake. Hey. Whether you're English, Scottish or Welsh, Northern Irish or something else, the World Cup's here, so scream and cheer and drink a lot of beer. Oh. This is the Chris Miles World Cup song. This is the Chris Miles World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Chris Miles World Cup song. Oh no, there's a second verse. You thought this song couldn't get worse. Barmy army, blah blah blah. Stick a big flag in your car. This is a pointless World Cup song. Yes. This is a pointless World Cup song. Yes. This is a pointless World Cup song. Yes. This is a pointless World Cup song. Sing. Whether you're English, Scottish or Welsh, Northern Irish or something else, the World Cup's here, so scream and cheer and drink a lot of beer. A pointless World Cup song. Can it really be this long? And here's the best bit of this song. Billy, Billy, Billy Bong.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Miles World Cup. My favourite bit. This is the Chris Miles World Billy, Cup. Billy, Billy, Billy Bong. Everybody sing along to the Chris Miles World Cup song. There you go, we'll play some Muse and Chemical Brothers in just a few seconds' time. Meanwhile, let's check out the news from Dominic in London and the sport from Carrie in Germany. It's just gone 9:31.
Her mum's at beep, beep, new and improved. One more
travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. We're in a place called Gorogoravan this morning, and that's in Neath in South Wales.
Hi, I'm Chris Clark.
Chris Clark lives there. He once touched the head of John Barnes, and he's a retail manager. Much quieter now on his road than it was before. There are some roadworks, but it's no bother.
And goodbye from me.
There'll be more One Road Travel tomorrow. Beep, beep, new and improved. One Road Travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. It's 9:35.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Dum, dum, dum. Get down on it. What have you found out, Dom?
I found out the answer. Okay. And the answer is this. And I've phoned some squaddies on the phone and I've recorded them.
You phone some squaddies on the phone.
I phone them on the phone.
That's the best way of phoning people.
Everyone used to phone people on the toilet.
Yeah. No,
Then you used to phone people on a pizza. And now you finally get three men if you phone them on the phone.
On the phone, and this is what they say.
Hi, Dom. I've been a soldier for 11 years. You are allowed to go commando, but it does play havoc with the boys from the barracks.
Hi, Dom. It's Mark from Burnley. An ex-squaddy of 7 years. You can go commando, but it's not recommended, as you do get fairly chafed, and it does get sweaty around there.
Okay, so...
chafed?
Yeah.
Is that Vernon Cage?
It does get a bit chafed down there.
Is that Corporal K?
So what he's saying is...
These people are trained killers. Why the hell are they moaning for a bit of chafing around the Divinas?
There's the boys from the barracks. I like that.
Yeah. You can go commando, but, you know, you've got to pay the penalties, if you will.
Is it just me, though? Do you not find that a bit... These people are trained to deal with guns and tanks and missiles and bombs, and they're going, I tell you what, I've heard myself around the old Georgie McCall's.
Hi, Dom. I've been a soldier for 11 years. You are allowed to go commando, but it does play havoc with the boys from the barracks.
Hi, Dom. It's Mark from Burnley. An ex-squaddy of 7 years. You can go commando, but it's not recommended, as you do get fairly chafed, and it does get sweaty around there.
And now on C4, it's Hollyoaks. Isn't that right, Tess?
Oh, yes,
so the answer is, yes, you can, but probably not a great idea.
But no, it's... See, now, my original question, which Dave scoffed at...
Poo-pooed.
Yeah, not poo-pooed. See, that now, that makes sense, right? Because I was right. You can, if you are a soldier in the army, you don't have to wear undercrackers.
That's right.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, who would have known that before today's show, unless you were in the army?
That is proper education as well, isn't it?
And information.
We have taught everybody something today, Dominic.
Yes,
that
we have.
Is power.
Yes, we
that
have.
That is teaching, that is educating the youth of today and the adults of tomorrow. Mm.
Wise up yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we're going to find out soldiers are allowed to go lap dancing.
Chafing.
Won't be any chafing there, will there? That's up, Nat.
You'd hope not, no. Mm.
No. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
No, what are you doing for the rest of the day, Dom?
I'm trying to get my ears sorted out because it's annoying me.
Pardon?
Oh, seriously.
Is it just the one, Dominic, or is it both of
my left
dicky?
Ear. My left ear is worse than my right.
Pardon?
It feels as though I'm underwater and it's horrible. And I can't get an appointment at the doctor's until Wednesday.
Why don't you ring Dr. Mark?
Would he syringe, though? I don't know.
Well, it might be able to help you.
You'd have to drive to Manchester, granted.
Well, no, because it's Monday morning.
Oh, of course.
So Mark might have been doing. He might have been doing the surgery last night.
That's true.
Yeah.
I might give him a buzz if he's carrying a big syringe with him. Then I'm in luck.
Well, yeah, and also maybe he's not the man to be hanging out with.
That's true.
Just walking around carrying a huge ear syringe.
Give him a call anyway. You know, jump the queue with your showbiz immunity.
Yeah, I will do. That's great.
Thank you, Dom.
Thank you.
Get down on it. Get down on it. In case you've missed Alan's brilliant guys to the World Cup Nations, we played one earlier. Here it is again.
And now it's time for Alan's guide to the World Cup Nations. Today...
Tunisia. Tunisia is a country in Africa, which is weird because rather than speak African, they actually speak French, even though they're nowhere near France. What they are near, though, is the sea around their coastal regions and the Sahara Desert further inland. In fact, 40% of the country is made up of the Sahara Desert. So if you don't like getting sand in your shorts and are scared of camels like me, then this probably isn't the place for you. The Tunisian economy is based around a mixture of agriculture, mining and tourism, where they supplement their income by selling tat and silly hats to stupid tourists. It is, however, apparently a beautiful and enchanting country, which I wouldn't mind visiting one day to soak up the culture and get me a suntan. As you'd imagine, the Tunisians are keen on their football and have a team capable of playing in the World Cup, which is why I'm providing you with this informative package as a background for those who don't know their stuff. In truth, though, I'll be honest, I've never heard of any of the Tunisian players and can't imagine they're going to beat Brazil or anything. So I'm only offering odds of 4-1 on them reaching the final. I hope they prove me wrong, but I don't fancy them. None of them, in fact. They're all a bit hairy. But good luck, lads. Go the Tunisians. And I'll be back tomorrow when I continue my guide to the World Cup Nations.
Go the Tunisians.
Oh, by the way, shocking news about Allard, I have to tell you later. Something I found out about him this weekend that he does in his spare time.
Oh, I definitely want to know
that. He does it in private, on planes, in cars and in airports.
I can hardly wait. It's 20 to Joe Wiley.
So England pulled it off again. At times we were quite bored. They missed a lot of chances, but at least they blooming scored. Peter Crouch at 9 foot tall, he finally got his goal. Another one from Jared, let's hope football's coming home.
Goal rhymes with home in my world, Dave.
The Chris Moyle Show. Football's coming home. International Radio 1.
Struggle-fugle, Chemical Brothers, Galvanizing. What's that with all the Germany so far? DJ Chris. Schneider laughing your bum off. Comedy Dave.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, Dave. It's now machine and all the Rachel and Cody Cody aircon.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Schnell, Kartoffel. We are honoured this morning, and anybody else listening in the UK or indeed Germany or around the world, honoured that in the studio, for the first time ever, to hear some of the show, is Rachel's boyfriend, Mr. Rachel.
Wow.
Really weird, actually.
2 years they've been going out, and how much of the show has he heard in that time? 2 minutes. Which is the closing jingle was 90 seconds of.
This is the reason, right, why she leaves at the first thing in the morning and doesn't come back to the afternoon. Every day.
And he's heard the show for the first time today. He's never heard us. He's no idea. He believes we're good, but that's only because Rachel tells him. And today he's actually got to see his beloved in action for the first time.
Well, so to speak. Well, yeah. 2 years and nothing.
And I think he's enjoying the show. 81199, would you like us to interview Mr. Rachel on the air before the end of the show? If you would, text the word yes. Would you like to hear, you know, behind every great woman, there's an average man, and this average man is here today.
There's a great picture of us online. Karaoke.
Oh, yes. He can only be here for a few days because he has to go back to the UK to sign on. But apart from that...
Also online, there's a great picture of when you went nightclubbing on Saturdays, a picture of Rachel and Carrie looking like two of Westwood's club bangers
on
podiums.
Carrie's really giving it some. It's very embarrassing. So 81199, just text... how many texts have we had in so far today, Rach?
About 2,000.
So we'll see how many people want to hear.
2,150.
Find out how many people.
Started to come through already.
Brilliant. 81199. Just send us the word yes if you'd like to hear an exclusive interview with Mr. Rachel, the man that takes care of her when we don't. Also, got something very cool to play you, which is this.
Hi, Mosey. This is David Beckham asking you and all your listeners to sign up to the Sport Relief Mile on July the 15th.
Okay.
Go to bbc.co.uk/sportrelief and sign up now.
Brilliant.
Sign up now.
Hi, Mosey. This is David Beckham.
Let's chop it there, then, when Sport Relief's over.
And just have it as a radio drop.
Exactly.
As if he's done it for us.
It's the show all the stars listen to.
Hi, Mosey. This is David Beckham.
Including David Beckham. We'll just chop it there. No one will know it's for Sport Relief. Speaking of which, by the way, Allard is doing Sport Relief. He is swimming a mile for Sport Relief.
He's doing eczema factor, aren't you?
It's true.
You're very excited by this.
Very nervous.
Move your mic up a little bit.
Very nervous, especially as when you and I went swimming the other day. You did more than me.
Without trying. Do you know, I've got some news for you. You know the swimming pool at the base down south?
Yes.
You know a length is 25 metres?
Yes.
It's not, it's 15.
Oh, you're kidding.
You're nowhere near your halfway target. But you are swimming when?
July the 15th.
And if people want to know more about it, what do they do?
Well, they should actually email me.
Yes.
At aled.jones@bbc.co.uk.
Aled, how do you spell Aled?
A-L-E-D.
So A-L-E-D
dot
Jones at bbc.co.uk.
Sport Relief is saying that we could have up to 440 people swim with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mind all that flesh off Aled's flaky, eczema-ridden skin. Here comes the swimming detective.
Allard.
Yes.
Because obviously what you're doing with Sport Relief is good. It's a good positive thing and you're making a difference to the world. But did you know that there is a lot of Allard that is bad?
Yeah, I've yet to hear about this, though.
Very, very bad.
What?
Over the weekend, I had the misfortune or pleasure of travelling back to the UK on the same flight as Allard. And there is something that he likes to do in his spare time, which I found shocking. It involves a computer and it would appear that Allard is into domination of a global nature.
Really?
He has a game on his computer which he played on the plane, in the airport, in the car on the way back, at any point when he wasn't actually boarding the aircraft. And it's a bit like, you know, Dr. Evil in Austin Powers, where he likes to take over the world? Mm-hmm. Allard is a dictator in his own fantasy world where he can invade other countries.
It's true.
He invaded Japan on the flight over there.
Why would you do
he
that?
He killed all of them and he made them into... He has his own country called... What's it called?
Ahjarians.
He's got his own fantasy world.
Ahjarians?
Yeah, that's the name of my people.
What's the name of your country?
Ahjarian. So Ahjarian is the name of the country and they're my people. It's a game called Civilization and it's brilliant.
And you have your own country.
Yes.
And you take over the world.
Yes.
And you're playing this game whilst driving through Germany.
Actually,
are you insane?
I'm letting Genghis Khan live. But I think
it's an interesting sociological thing because while, you know, on the show sometimes you're a bit of sort of downtrodden Manuel type character, right? But in your spare time, you're this warlord who is invading and taking over the Western world.
You'd like it, Dave.
I have some other information about Allard, some other little tidbits which you may or may not like to know. When Allard goes swimming, he swims in Speedos. Mm. He doesn't swim in shorts, he swims in proper trunks. However, that does play havoc with your suntan. Mm. Unless, of course, you bring this special pair of trunks, which I believe you just brought back with you. Isn't that right, Allard?
You actually have to have three or four different ones.
Dave, it's a pair of trunks. As if trunks weren't small enough, there's a little dip so you can still get a bit of colour.
Is it?
What's the story with your special trunks?
I know, I bring more than one pair of special trunks so that you alternate, so that you don't get a line. You get it that it kind of goes...
Are they like a pouch?
No. So you have your Speedos, which is the smallest one. Then you have the smaller shorts. Then you have longer shorts. So that...
Play a record.
Okay.
No.
I'm imagining...
Hang on a second. You seriously have three different pairs of swimming trunks so you don't get tan lines?
Yes. I hate tan lines.
How are the texts looking, Rachel?
Time to play a record.
What do they say?
It's time to play a record.
Let's have a look at this.
It's a lot of yeses.
Let's play a record.
Many people want... Do you know what? Let's not. Let me do what I do on my show, as it's my show. And if I want to embarrass Allard, I will.
I'm imagining...
Don't even make me start about you and your DP boyfriend with a missing ticket.
That's the thing with these trips. You have too much information about us.
I have information about all of you. Nobody's got away scot-free. Carrie, Rachel, Mr. Rachel, Allard, everybody. I have dirt on everyone. Reese at the moment is obsessed with how everybody got off last night because he couldn't sleep.
Mm. Took him hours to get off. And that's because it was hot.
So anyway, sorry, what do you want to say?
Hi, Mosey. Yeah. This is David Beckham.
Hiya, David. How are you? We're going to play a record now because, sadly, we have to... Finish the show, and Joe Wiley's on at 10 o'clock.
Hi, Mosey. This is David Beckham.
Oh, this is just for you then, David. This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah?
Anytime now.
Yeah.
Talk
hit up the vocal.
Hi, Mosey. This is David Beckham. Hi, Mosey. This is David Beckham.
Red Hot Chili Peppers at Radio 1, Tell Me Baby, comes out... middle of July, about a month's time. Thank you to BFPS for looking after us this morning. We're going to be here again tomorrow. Razor Light are live with us in the studio in Germany, playing guitars and stuff. Sing. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks,
Allard.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reese.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rachel.
Thank you.
Yeah!
It's the quietest you've ever been.
Thank you, Helga. There you go. Everyone's here, Dave. Right, Lamo tonight, 9 o'clock. Lamat Live has got a Fatboy Slim set from Glastonbury from last year. Annie and Nahal are in from St. Lowe's off on holiday.
Again.
So they're on tonight at 7. And Scott Mills is on at 4 o'clock. How much has he learnt about football over the weekend? Find out from 4. Colin Nader's on at 1. And the beautiful Joe Wiley with Steve Coogan coming up next. I'm a bit worried about Joe White and Steve Coogan being left alone in the studio together.
Really?
Do you know what I mean?
What, another kind of situation?
Yeah. Just watch yourself, though, Wiley. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, we're back tomorrow. Have a great day. Guten Tag. We're back tomorrow. Back tomorrow. Yeah, on Monday as well, but also tomorrow.